We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. I want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing. And most of all, thank you so much for listening. We certainly appreciate that.
First day of spring, election day, head out to your local polling place, and we'll be back bright and early tomorrow morning live at 5, so please join us.
Wear a scarf when you go on
your Loyola colors.
There you go. Wear a Gryffindor scarf. And Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score.
Why not Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or
because
Slytherin?
Because Loyola wears the Gryffindor scarf.
It's true. Where they are a Gryffindor.
That's why everyone's making the wizard jokes and all that stuff.
Oh, I never put that together.
Yeah, I mean,
yesterday you're breaking down movies and seeing symmetry.
Have you ever read the Harry Potter books?
Yeah, I read the first three, and then I started the fourth, and I quit.
Well, she got so famous, it was like watching Spielberg do a movie. No one told him when you had to end. He just get to keep going. So you got 15 endings to the movie. What was the movie about the robot kid? I was just like, oh my God, will you just end this thing? I mean, stop. Someone tell him to stop. He's still filming. He won't stop. But she's really good. She wrote those, what's the guy's name? Strike books, Robert Galbraith.
Okay.
Those are good books.
That's usually my rule about Judd Apatow movies. They're always 20 minutes too long.
He got too good. He got too famous.
Three
and no
endings.
One told him
the
stop.
First one is funny. The second one gets real dark and serious. And all of a sudden, you're like, what the hell are we watching?
Right.
And it gets funny again.
Wait,
that's an Apatow
it's
movie.
It's like, ha, ha, wait, liver cancer? Right.
Well, yeah. You know, President had a laugh over that. Yeah.
And then the other rule in an Apatow, the signatures of those movies, there's never an actual villain. The villain or the whatever the antagonist is some aspect of the protagonist's own personality.
Right.
Right? So there's never actually a person who is the villain.
Right. That is the Godfather. Did you know that,
sure.
that the three sons represent the different personalities of the Godfather? So you got Michael is cold as ice and very cunning. You got
Fredo, who's
Sonny.
Stupid, and you got Sonny who's impulsive.
Anyone.
Right, he's
and
the
Fredo
emotional
is the coward
kind
of, because
right.
To be a murderer, you have to have the. I Coppola explained it one time. It's fascinating.
Isn't that one of the alternate interpretations of King Lear?
It is
also just with Reagan, Goneril, and Cordelia.
Yeah, all
tigers, not daughters.
Right.
They all represent a different aspect
right.
of the
right.
king's
so
personality.
That would be a version of Lear in that regard, right?
That's
but,
right.
But the Apatow thing is at some point. There has to be a time where Apatow's wife is referred to as hot by other people in the movie,
yeah.
Right? He has to be validated
wow.
as having a hot wife, like getting a longer look or somebody actually saying to her, like, boy, I'd really like to do you up, down, and sideways.
If he were Rory McIlroy,
yeah, I was
he'd be
say,
happy.
Yeah,
he'd want more booze on the course before people yelled about it.
He has comedy writer needs validation from everyone else around him. I've never heard of that before. That's brand new to me. What a concept.
That's
it's like the Bears seasons being too long. About four games too long. It's always
whoever's
always the
writing
case.
Them. We need to fire that person and write new Bears seasons.
It starts out as comedy and then it gets very dark.
Real drastically dark. There is no way out of this.
What the hell happened there? Wow.
So I had this moment last night and I realized, and this happens to me every once in a while, when I dive into college basketball, which I don't really do. Sometimes I have it on, and what happened was Northwestern was so bad this year that I really didn't spend my season watching Northwestern like I did last year. So I didn't get a lot of college basketball other than watching Duke, the national games and some of these big teams. So I have been watching a lot. And then for the first time in a while, because the Bulls are not interested. So, and then you watch the Cavaliers and the Bucks.
Yeah, I kept going back to last night. I was on the Bulls. And I kept, you know, there's real
the
basketball.
So yeah. But not just that. It's just like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, look how big and good they all are.
Look how big and
all
strong.
Of them up and down.
Every shot's going in, and the floor looks so small. And they're
and the Bulls started an hour after the Cavs and the Bucks. And so I'm watching that for an hour, and then I flip over to the Bulls. And about About the last 5 minutes of the second half, I'm like, this is, you know, I can go back and catch the end of the real game here. That's I think I'll do that.
Like an error message pops up on your television. Are you sure you want to switch to the Bulls game?
Yeah, there's a conflict here. There's real basketball on a different channel.
There's a conflict here. You're not recording anything, but there's conflict.
Right. That's when you know you have everything programmed in settings properly when it's telling you it's refusing to watch the game.
What do you think of the Ty Lue story? They've redone that team. He's got, you know, I mean, listen, we had a guy text in and say that that's any Chicago tradesman, and I responded, that's any Chicagoan. You know, you start feeling something in your arm, and you're thinking, what the hell's wrong with me? And they don't, and you don't sleep anymore, and it's the stress of that job has got to be a nightmare. You got, you know, Kevin Love's having a panic attack, and I know how you feel, pal. It's just bizarre, that story.
If we're ready to give players time off down the stretch, I mean, listen, we've got teams who are, you know, borderline tanking or setting themselves up for the postseason and getting guys healthy. I don't see why we wouldn't do the same for a coach if that coach is really of any kind of caliber. It seems to make sense to me. It doesn't, I don't know why we don't extend the same courtesy to the guy just because he's wearing a suit. The job is just as...
Even if it's an empty suit.
It's a terrible job, as great as that job is, right? Because you got LeBron...
Well, that's the thing. Right. How much coaching are you really doing?
Yeah.
Well, I got to give him credit. He's still, at least nominally, the head coach. It's his
Jim Boylan's there. Come on, I covered Jim when he was ostensibly coach of the Bulls. Jim's the mastermind behind that group over there.
Well, certainly no one's masterminding defense for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
No, they're not.
Not even a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's at this point in the season, the Cavaliers they've gone through so much. I think the expectations have lowered. I don't think he's bothered at the moment by championship expectations. Is Ty Lue feeling that weight?
Well, they're still coming out of the East. Are you buying Raptors stock at this point?
I never do.
No, but why would you?
Because all they are every year is a horrible disappointment.
Right. So the Cavs.
It's actually on their media guide.
Yeah, right.
They're actually thinking about a name change.
It says horrible disappointment,
instead of Raptors.
Yeah. It's the cover of the media guide. All were we are is a horrible disappointment.
Were there a lot of Raptors in Toronto? Is that like, why are they named the Raptors? Is that because that movie came out? What I never understood that.
I think it was tied to the whole early 90s Jurassic Park type thing.
Is that
right? Or it was Jordan Clarkson's preferred method of transportation at the time.
We're going to get to that.
Jump on one.
Did you listen to that
ride
audio?
Ride these giant raptors around.
Jordan Clarkson has some interesting ideas.
Oh, I'm very excited hear from Jordan Clarkson.
How about your guy Draymond getting a little...
Needing the little Warriors.
Got himself, got one in the groin
there.
The
little Warriors.
Yeah.
As the play-by-play guy said.
Yeah.
Like it was a
I'm just saying, there's an irony there.
A pelvic bruise?
Yeah,
right?
He said it's higher than the groin.
Yeah.
He said it's
sure it is. But there's a guy that is a chronic kind of, Stephen Adams kicker.
Bruise in the groin? Bruise in the pelvic region?
Yeah, exactly.
Chronically.
He's been bruising other pelvic regions.
That's been a part of basketball forever.
Yeah,
I mean, the jump and kick?
Not just the jump and kick, but look, that's a vulnerable part that is easily exploited. And remember when Dikembe Mutombo would set these wide screens with his legs apart? Every time Jordan would go around there, he just, doink.
It's expected.
There's always a guy. There's always a guy to pick up game that'll take shots and leave that leg out there for you.
Well, Rodman,
run into that all the time.
I got the Jimmy leg.
Hangs.
Rodman used to do it too, and rebounders would tell you all the time when you're locked up with a guy, waiting for the ball to come down. It's just a little announcement that you're.
Just let him know you're there.
A little announcement.
Don't forget we're here.
It's a little of the old Bob's your uncle. All right, guys, we will let you get to your show. Always a joy to do a little crosstalk.
You will want to be listening at 11:40.
We have
Father Tom Hurley, the pastor at Old St. Pat's.
Oh, great.
One of my favorite guys in the world. I love Tom.
The reason he's joining us is we need some ground rules regarding Loyola, regarding Sister Jean, regarding lighting votives and saying prayers.
Yeah.
What's, for lack of a better term, what's kosher and what's not? What's real and what is okay to ask for?
He's the pastor of Old St. Pat's. If you want anything goes in Old St. Pat's.
Yeah, it's trying to avoid excommunication at this point.
Try not to, you know, maybe drop an F-bomb to the nun on Twitter.
Directed toward the nun.
Maybe that.
Maybe that's the line.
You know what?
Maybe.
We buried the lead. Tom Hurley's a Beverly guy, okay, and one of the greatest guys around. So
there
you go.
He's just,
tell
I'll
him
be
we
listening.
Said hey.
Yeah, say hello to him for me.
We will do that.
All right, gentlemen.
All right, boys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.